From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Lana Bellamy reports for the Times Union, the owners of the now-shuttered Indian Plant nuclear power plant now say they will discharge radioactive wastewater into the Hudson River in September. A representative from Holtec International Company said they are delaying the radioactive water release until September so that the company can clean boric acid off the steel liner in the facility. Previously, the company planned to discharge the wastewater into the Hudson River this month. Rich Baroni, site vice president for Holtec, said, and I quote, "I was called a bully. I was told we're trying to circumvent the system. There was no intent for that. The only thing we were trying to do was get a head start on cleaning the spent fuel pool." End quote. The nuclear plant is on the east bank of the Hudson River in Westchester County and closed on April 30, 2021. The company currently plans to release the radioactive wastewater this September and in June and April 2024 and August 2025. The plant has been making similar water releases into the river for many years. A representative for Riverkeeper, a Hudson River preservation advocate, said in January, and I quote, "Just because these discharges have occurred for more than 40 years does not mean they are the best disposal method. The ideal situation is zero radiation entering the Hudson River." End quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Nick Reisman reports for Spectrum News that New York's Department of Health launched a campaign May 1st to encourage residents to begin the two-dose vaccination series for Mpox, the disease formerly known as monkeypox. Acting State Health Commissioner Dr. James McDonald said, and I quote, "Last year's Mpox outbreak took place during the spring and summer months and most impacted communities of men who have sex with men and immunocompromised individuals. While Mpox cases are extremely low in New York, cases continue to be diagnosed here in New York and around the globe, and there is still a risk of resurgence. We are taking proactive measures now to encourage those at risk to get fully vaccinated by getting those doses. Taking this measure of protection is a gesture of self-love and love for the communities in which you live." End quote. The virus can spread through sexual contact, and people in the LGBTQ+ community are considered to be more at risk. The state health department is beginning to run digital ads and social media alerts to encourage vaccinations. Read the full story at Spectrum News. Mid-Hudson News reports that Ulster County Assemblyperson Sarah Hannah Stresta is criticizing her fellow Democrat, Governor Kathy Hochul, for her bail rollback in the state budget. Stresta said there is no need to modify the law, saying, and I quote, "Many cases, particularly low-level, get dismissed because of an epidemic of wrongful arrest, and poor people, people of color, and those with mental health issues have a higher likelihood of being caught up in a wrongful arrest. People waiting for their trial, who have not yet been proven guilty and don't have money to pay bail, are dying in jails due to negligence, and when they do survive, they come out with traumas that are impossible to heal." End quote. Stresta also said the current law, and I quote, "already gives judges discretion for bail-eligible cases, which include violent felonies and some non-violent ones," end quote. "And that judges, and I quote, exercise this discretion by determining whether bail is the least restrictive means to ensure the person returns to court," end quote. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Liz Montgomery reports for Porcupine Soup that Greene County is handing out $300,000 in grant funding to small businesses. The money comes from New York State in partnership with the Economic Development Corporation. The grants will range from $5,000 to $25,000 and go to businesses in Greene County with five or fewer employees. Greene County EDC Board Chair Mark Morelio said that small businesses are the fastest growing sector of the local economy, saying, and I quote, "Access to capital is key to helping them create jobs and thrive in our communities," end quote. Businesses interested in applying for the multi-grant program should visit the Greene County EDC website for more information or contact Hannah at jhannahs@greencountyny.gov. And you can read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.